Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy, I saw somebody do the open door Tim Hortons order today because the snow and stuff froze up their window.
I did it.
Did you?
Well, my window was frozen. I banged on it and banged on it and banged on it. Finally, by the time I did get to the window, it did open, but I was prepared.
It's a sure sign of unpreparedness, like for everybody. We knew it was going to come, but I didn't know it was going to be this sticky. And honestly, man, when I walked out this morning, I was like, holy crap, it's still on my car.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse than this, actually.
Well, no, but I didn't think I would need like a snow brush or anything. Yeah. I thought it would be white snow. It just melts as it.
You don't put your snow brush away till June. I didn't. No, serious. And I didn't put.
I know I use mine too.
I keep my winter tires on till probably mid May.
Really?
Well, my
it's
winter
probably not good.
Are yours?
No, mine are still on.
Yeah.
Well, that's laziness. That's not like a.
No. I keep mine on because I know. Well, it's all your fault. Everything is your fault because you put the patio furniture out. Damn it!
Mm-hmm.
Would you wait?
Mm-hmm. It looks good covered in snow.
No, yeah, it looks great covered in snow. Said the same thing to my sister yesterday when I walked into her house.
Yeah.
Her, like, she's got these loungers out front of the house. I'm like, oh, they look great covered in snow. Way to go, Catherine. Like, that's a problem.
I don't feel bad about it.
Well,
I'm prepared
do.
Because I as told soon you, as, I soon as soon as it gets nice, everybody else is going to have to take that day to put their furniture out. I'm not.
Yeah.
Mine's out. It's ready to go.
Whatever.
It's wet. But it's good.
I don't have patio. I'm getting a divorce. I don't have patio furniture.
You got half of it.
No, I don't even have half of it yet. I don't even know where it is.
So be careful. The roads, from what I understand, they're okay, like around here. But I'm looking at the Department of Highways website.
Yeah.
And I mean, take it for what it is.
Does it say April 2015?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like
clear sailing.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like they're saying travel's not recommended, like southwest of Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything seems okay.
Yeah, and there's another thing. We're cutting city jobs. It was announced here last week we're cutting jobs. And the street sweepers are out. Like, do you think it's called allocation of funds. Could you not look at the calendar?
Nobody's prepared for the weather.
Well,
hey, listen, you know how hard it is to schedule workers around here? So they had them scheduled. They're working, damn it.
Hey, Jim. Jim, you got to go clean the streets. Yeah, but boss, there's a foot of snow. I don't care. It says right here on the schedule. You're out there.
Yeah, there's no changing.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy always in the cutting edge of pop culture.
We are. Of course. Especially when it comes to Golden Girls news.
Yeah, over the years, there's been talk that Bea Arthur hated her co-star Betty White, who, by the way, is still alive, which is quite remarkable. Anyway, B's son Matthew says it wasn't that way at all. Matthew said they did have some problems.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't a case of hating her. Betty just got under B's skin. That's all. You got to have somebody, he says, that gets under your skin every once in a while. So
who do you think? Who do you think's going to win in a cage match? If you put B. Arthur up against Betty White,
Betty
who's
White,
winning?
She's a survivor.
Betty White. But B. Arthur is. She's got size. Like, she is like a. Like, well, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I mean. She's a big, big lady.
You had to check and see if she had an Adam's apple is what you meant. You had to look across it. You have an Adam's apple? Are you Sandra Bullock? Betty White
very,
would win. Betty White would.
All right, so I'm putting my money on B, but that.
Oh, Betty would kick the crap out of
her. Anyway, you do need to have that person who gets under your skin, though.
Yeah, who gets under your skin?
Yeah. But the people that get under your skin are sometimes there for a reason. You know, like you get under my skin.
Yeah.
And I get under your skin.
Yeah, you do.
And that's good. That's there for a reason. Yeah. It progresses things, you know?
It doesn't have to be anybody even in your life. It could be somebody that you know, maybe you see them all the time at the at the grocery store, or maybe it's a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Who gets under your skin?
Are you going to have the people that get under your skin for no reason? Like, you don't know why? You just look at them and they get under your skin?
There's somebody at work here that is generally a nice person, that everybody likes.
Yeah.
But every time I see this person or have any dealings
there's
with
a
this
smugness,
person, I just like, I can't stand you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like that too. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't stand you.
And it's not
you.
That I don't like them. I think I like them.
Very nice person.
Yeah.
I have no reason not to like this person.
Yeah.
But I can't stand this person.
Mm. We talking about Steve in accounting? We're talking about Steve in accounting, right?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Even Lee Roth gets under my skin a little bit because he's weird.
Sometimes.
He's a weirdo. Like, you can't ever get a straight answer for him. He's like my uncle. I got an awesome uncle, Uncle Harold. Mm. But when you ask him he's my mom's brother. But when you ask him a question, he never gives you a straight answer. Like, it's always,
he's shifty.
Yeah, remember that time about 4 months ago? The guy calls in and says, "Hey, my grandma's dating your uncle. I didn't even know that." You know what I mean?
Yeah, people that get under your skin. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
People that get under your skin. This one, a text, it says, it's from D. It says, Pierre Maguire during hockey games. Pierre Maguire anytime.
Remember? Pierre.
Really?
I have no problem with Pierre Maguire.
I go back to I love the audio of, I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
I get that. But this is when Carey Price was drafted by the Canadiens.
Nothing wrong with Carey Price's athleticism. I mean, he's a great handler of the puck, and he's very technically sound, and he's a big body presence and all that in goal. But you think about it now. This is not a fit for Montreal.
See, but you're making fun of him.
Yeah, I am.
At that point, they had Jose Theodore and a couple other goalies. Well, you can't
He was wrong. Pierre Maguire was wrong.
No, he said he was good.
And I don't like Pierre Maguire, so I'm going to point out all of his flaws.
Okay.
And the way he sits there down at the ice, was he the first one to do that?
No, I think it might have been Ray Ferraro.
Okay.
But he might have been. You're right.
I think he was. That's annoying to me.
Were you hoping he got hit with the puck that time when it just flew by his nose?
But when Pierre Maguire sits there between the benches, smug, and I always just think, you know, like, he probably thinks he's just as good as the players around him.
Well, he coaches in the NHL.
I know, but and that's weird, too. Like, he just seems like such a, I hate to say the word, to nonchalantly throw the word puke around, but he seems like that. Like,
what?
He's just a puke, Pierre Maguire. Okay. And you know who else is? We got a text from Samantha.
Yeah.
And it says,
Samantha.
Yeah.
Tony Danza's
Ben Mulrooney.
Oh, can't stand that guy. Pierre Maguire's Canadian. I was going to say he's the Canadian version of Pierre Maguire, but Pierre Maguire is Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand. If you want to talk about a guy that got a job because of his dad, Exhibit A.
Yeah. So you're telling me if it were Ben Harper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you be all over him as much?
No, because Ben Harper knows his role. He's not all over. I don't even know who Ben Harper is.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Avengers Endgame makes $1.2 billion over the weekend. You know, sets huge records. Yeah. I plan on eventually seeing it every now
when?
And then.
When?
No.
In a decade?
I do. You know I've been making an effort to catch up on my Marvel stuff to watch.
Did you this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I tried to watch Avengers Infinity War and nothing made sense. I jumped too far ahead.
Yeah, you did.
And none of it made sense.
Yeah.
So Ballsy goes online, finds a spoiler, and then just blurts it out to me. When we're off the air here, tells me exactly what happens at the end of Endgame. Now it's all ruined. I might as well not even watch it at all.
Might as well.
We're not going to tell you here because, I would think, you know what? Ballsy might. Yeah. He's a horrible human being.
A guy in Hong Kong did exactly that. He was at a screening and he walked out of the screening and started yelling the spoilers and got a beat down. There's pictures of him being attended to by medical staff. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That is kind of funny. 21-year-old woman in China had to be hospitalized for uncontrollable crying after seeing the movie. She started hyperventilating and had chest pains. Like, give me a break, people.
Who's the guy from the Buffalo Bills who said?
Shady McCoy, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
And what he did is, on Twitter, he... So that there were no keywords, like he spelt it weird so that it couldn't be picked up.
So that people couldn't avoid it.
And he was trending, and now there's a change.org petition to have his contract terminated by the Buffalo Bills.
That's just gold.
Yeah. Anyway, and fans wore smartwatches.
Yeah.
And they've been posting screenshots of their heart rate spiking during the movie.
Oh,
180 beats per minute. Like, what? Give me a break, you nerds.
Why don't you try and see a naked
Should I
girl?
Give one of the spoilers?
No, don't give any spoilers.
Really?
Don't do it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy, good morning. The roads are slick. Be careful. And let us know where exactly they're slick. I think they're probably going to be better in Well, they might even be better already this morning, but we'll see.
Everything will be fine. The street sweepers are out. Maybe that works, though.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too... Maybe there's not enough snow. Yeah. Maybe that the friction of the what do you call them? The sweepers?
Yeah.
The
there
brushes?
You go.
The brushes?
Yeah.
Maybe that clears the snow.
No joke, man. I saw like a platoon of street sweepers out this morning. I'm just going, God. There's snow on the ground.
My
what?
God.
Like, even if it were just raining, street sweeping would be somewhat obsolete.
That's
no?
like telling everybody, you know, we could put a dome on this. It is roof ready. It's roof ready.
Yeah, yeah.
If we want, we could put a roof on it. Don't push us.
We're talking underrated bands because Ballsy just discovered this new up-and-coming group called Billy Talent this weekend. No, you just thought they were underrated. Like you listen to him and you're just like, man, I should have appreciated
these
guys.
You know the song I didn't
more.
Like, Ghost Ship of Cannibal Rats, when it came out? I love that song. I listened to it 10 times. Then I listened to some more of their songs.
You know, we've had Ben from Billy Talent on our show multiple times.
You mean Billy from Billy Talent?
Ben. And he's a great guy. And you just kind of went, so were you lying the whole time when you were talking about how he was great?
No, I think he's great.
You're
I like
liar.
Them.
I caught you in it.
But it's just not my favorite band, but they're underrated. So do you have any, you said, what did you say was your underrated band?
I've got, like, for me, The Band was always underrated. I know that sounds like a generic kind
it
of thing.
It does sound like a terrible...
But The Band, I mean, they were always behind, like, Bob Dylan and stuff, and I always thought that they had some really great songs, you know?
We got a couple of texts at 936. Well, Vivian says Quiet Riot.
No, you're wrong.
Metal Health will drive you mad.
What? Oh, well,
bang your head.
So they had two songs?
Come on, Feel the Noise, and I don't know. They probably
we all know that Whitesnake was way more underrated than Quiet Riot.
Oh, that is a good point. Whitesnake, and they're out with a new album.
Come on.
Awesome. Yeah.
What about this text?
Yeah.
Morning, gents. My name is Eddie. In my opinion, Danko Jones is super underrated. Anyone who's seen them live especially knows the show they throw on. It is just fantastic high energy. I agree. I got a little bit of a beef with Danko, so I can't really weigh in on that one too much. But I will say, no, listen. Danko's great, and he's not. He's underrated in Canada. He's like David Hasselhoff. He's big in Germany. No, it's true, though.
It's good.
He's massive over there.
Man, that's a real selling feature. I'm the David Hasselhoff of music.
Yeah.
I'm the David Hasselhoff of music. And Scott sends a text in, 936 Wolf, and I agree with this. The Band live.
Yeah.
Lightning Crashes.
Right.
Dolphins Cry.
I always thought they had a silly name, though.
Who's the lead singer?
Ed.
I interviewed him. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I know. Kowalczyk? Ed
Kowalczyk. Ed Kowalczyk. You're
but
right.
But it's not like spelled like that.
He sounds like a real estate agent.
I know. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Underrated bands. You know who's kind of underrated? And I don't know if it's underrated. Just kind of beat on, I think, because of his political views. And yeah, sometimes he should shut his mouth. But he makes good music. Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I always thought Kid Rock had some okay songs. And like, listen. You're not listening to the artistic integrity of his music. But sometimes it's just good music to sit back and listen to. The guy's an idiot.
Went here when he came with Bon Jovi. He was every bit as good as Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Talented musician.
High energy.
Yeah. Shelley sends a text in at 936 Wolf. She says, Beastie Boys.
I don't know if they were underrated. They're
well,
rock and roll
I guess,
Hall of Famers.
To her, I guess. Yeah. Brent says Three Doors Down, and I agree. Not to us. We have their platinum record right in our control
room. For some reason, out of all of the platinum records we could have, we have one in our studio, and it is a Three Doors Down, the Better Life one.
They have some good tunes.
Well, the thing about Three Doors Down is they were consistent through the 2000s.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, they were.
I don't want to get all music nerdy on you, but they sold a lot of music, like a ton.
Yeah.
Another one coming in on the text line. Hey, Ballsy, how about Def Leppard?
Well, I'm not a big fan of theirs, but I wouldn't say they're underrated.
I would say they kind of are.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
I will say this about them. I would not expect their shows to sell out anymore, and they still do.
Mm-hmm. Mark says this. I'm thinking Dropkick Murphys. They're underrated.
What else do they have besides going back to Boston?
No. Shipping out to Boston.
Or whatever the hell it's
called. No, they have their party music, right?
Yeah, like, so what does that mean?
The Dropkick Murphys were just never mainstream.
Yeah.
They weren't like, it's not like we're in a rush to play them here on The Wolf. Maybe we should be. That's why you do the music survey, right?
Yeah.
For Leon's Furniture and Junk. Boom. But I would say, like, I would put Rise Against in there. Rise Against to me has always been very underrated.
Would you, now, don't jump all over me.
I will, but go ahead.
Would you consider Godsmack underrated? I do.
No. No, I wouldn't. They played Woodstock. Like, listen, man, they've done some big gigs. I don't think they're underrated. What, like, their new album is big. It's good.
Yeah, it
does
is
great
good.
Things.
I really like it.
Yeah, But I wouldn't call them underrated
okay.
at all.
Okay.
Because in the beginning, they were hot, man. Everybody loved Godsmack at the beginning.
I know, but
they
then
did
they
the
went
dual
away.
Drum solo.
Yeah.
And then they kind of went away. So what's your underrated band? Or are we going to keep talking
yeah.
about this?
Yeah, why not?
I guess. It's Monday.
It's our show.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You're
good.
Making your way through this ice tundra that is Saskatchewan on a Monday morning in April?
Lovely, isn't it?
It's great. Love spring. Hey, we need the moisture. Anyway.
That's something like that.
Anyway, are you a Seinfeld fan?
Yeah.
You are. Okay, so you should be good at this. This is yes or BS. You have to get three of these right. You have to tell us whether it's factual or not by saying yes or BS. Jerry is 65 today. That's why we brought up.
65?
Yeah, 65.
Oh, I thought you said 60 earlier.
No, 65.
Oh, boy.
Jerry Seinfeld can officially retire. He might have enough money.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. All four of the main cast members from Seinfeld are now in their 60s. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
That's right. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 58. Jason Alexander is 59. And Michael Richards is the oldest, Kramer, at 70 in July.
Yeah, he's had better days.
Yeah,
I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus, though, she's got a thing about her. And
she's
I don't know
hot.
What it is,
no,
right?
She's hot. She's a lot hotter now than she was in Seinfeld, in my opinion.
I disagree.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She's very good looking, though.
By the way, we never got your name, sir. What is it?
Steve.
Steve. Is this Steve from accounting?
Steve, yeah.
Steve from accounting. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
The show turns 30 later this year. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It premiered 30 years ago this summer, airing the pilot July 5th, 1989.
Do you know what the original pilot was called?
No.
No.
Seinfeld Chronicles. Is what it was called.
Oh, that's a dumb name.
There was no Elaine in it either.
Okay, here we go. Producers almost cast Rosie O'Donnell as Elaine. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They were going to go with Megan Mullally from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
They were going to go with Rosie O'Donnell, but they ended up going with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Let's do one more for You Know What and Giggles. You've already won the tickets, okay?
Yeah, you're going to Cheech and Chong.
You're going already. Jerry was the only character that appeared in every episode. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in all 180 episodes. There's one episode without George, two without Kramer, and three without Elaine.
It would be weird to be in a show called Seinfeld when you don't have Seinfeld in it.
Right.
Every show.
Right?
Correct.
Right? Don't make us sound stupid, Steve. Right? Right?
It is Steve from accounting.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, Steve, yeah. Jerk. Anyway, Steve, we need a wolf owl from you.
Just give him the ticket.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Music surveys at thewolfrocks.com, and I sure hope you had some time this weekend to do it.
I know you
might have been out playing frisbee yesterday, or
it's
know,
worth $1,000 on the line.
Yeah, thank you to our friends at Leon's Furniture Regina. So again, you just go through the songs, you give it the thumbs up, thumbs down. It takes about an hour and a half or so yeah. It's a little bit of time, but it's worth it. So Ballsy, let's do it right now.
Okay, sure.
Here we go. You tell me thumbs up or thumbs down on this one. Yeah.
God rest his soul, but thumbs down.
Choose life. Choose life. Remember? That was a shirt he was wearing.
No,
I know.
Don't even go there.
No, so yeah. You're giving that one a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're wrong.
It's a
classic.
It's a nice springtime song.
It is. It's a happy song.
Yeah.
What about this one? Yeah. Do you even know this one? It's Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
I knew it was Mark Morrison. I couldn't.
Did you know the name of the song's Return of the Mac? He doesn't say it very much. Okay. Once again. Say it again.
Return of the Big Mac?
Return of the Big Mac.
Okay, I don't mind that one.
Okay, so you're giving that one a thumbs up?
Well, if I'm on the toilet, I might like, yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
And finally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Adam Oates.
Adam Oates and Brett Hull. Oh. Hull and Oates.
Were they not a combination for years?
Yep. They were.
Oh, this song. Oh, I could listen to this song all day long.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the highlights of our career was having
John Oates
on the show.
Yeah. Now, did we have mustache deal. John Oates or mustache?
I think everybody has mustache John Oates.
No, I think he's mustacheless now.
Mm. Well, we shouldn't have had him on the show then.
He's trying to reinvent
himself. I regret
himself.
Having him on. Anyway, none of those songs are on the music survey.
That one should be, though.
That one should be. So yeah. Go give it a go. Go give it a go,
go give
at thewolfrocks.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.